go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to a new edition of Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I'm Ben Bolin, and you heard Scott correctly. This is a brand new episode.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. It's good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, we've taken some time, and it's good to see you as well. We've got some interesting stuff to talk about today, I hope, or somebody will find this of interest. We're going to talk about car kits and, you know, the low end of car kits and the high end of car kits and everything in between.
And odds are that you are probably someone who has a father. I'm just going to go out on a limb and make a guess.
Yeah, more than likely.
And if you're anything like me, I'm not going to say anything bad about you, Scott. Mm-hmm. If you're anything like me, listener, you might be one of those people who waits a little bit too long before you make a Father's Day or Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, I fall into that category as well.
It's not that I don't love them, Scott. I love my parents. Yeah. It's just that sometimes I forget the dates.
Yeah, I understand. Well, if your dad, you know, happens to like, you know, his vehicles, he likes to keep them, maintain them, you know, make them look their best. Mm-hmm. This may be something of interest to you. And, you know, on the other side, this may be something you want to put together for yourself, because I've done this also. I've put together kits for myself, mm-hmm. Just to use throughout the summer or, you know, year long, whatever it happens to be. But it's all about, you know, how your car looks and how you're not necessarily maintenance. We're not mm-hmm. talking about maintenance here. We're not talking about, you know, oil changes and synthetic oils and intakes and things like that. We're talking about strictly appearance.
The cosmetic stuff.
Exactly. The cosmetic stuff, which really kind of gets into, you know, maybe making your car last a little bit longer, a little bit, you know, making the seals a little bit more supple, you know, mm-hmm. so that they don't dry out and crack, or making your tires last a little bit longer if it's, you know, you're in a dry climate. Mm-hmm. The paint lasts a little bit longer. It's really about maintaining your vehicle, but in the way that makes it look pretty as well.
Yes, it's maintaining the appearance of your vehicle, because let's face it, a car is an investment. Mm-hmm. And just as a homeowner will tell you, if you own a house, you feel a little bit better about yourself and the investment you've made if your house looks good.
That's true.
And you feel a little bit better about the investment you've made with your automobile, especially if you're lucky enough to own like a cherry 1954 Bel Air or something like
yeah.
that, then of course you want that to look as good as you know it can. Now, when we are talking about me running late on Father's Day, we also are talking about Father's Day gifts. Now, it's so easy to get the poor guy two socks or a tie.
A sock. That'd
one
be great.
Sock.
Yeah.
Take the hint, Dad.
Yeah.
But the thing that would make a car care kit a very nice statement, both for your father or if your kids got it for you or something, mm-hmm. is the do-it-yourself nature of it. Because as we're going to look into this a little bit further, one of the most important parts of showing your appreciation for a parent or a loved one is to show that you want to spend time with them and on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most important part of a holiday like this, is just spending time together and being together and making those memories, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as funny as it sounds, you know, it may be some of the greatest memories a kid has of, you know, spending time with parents is, you know, doing the what you call, I guess, kind of an ordinary thing on a weekend. Maybe it would be washing the car, waxing the car, you know, just going out for a Sunday drive, getting some ice cream, whatever it happens to be after you've done this. Mm-hmm. You know, this kit would kind of, I don't know, help in that process. You know, it would give you something to do together. Mm-hmm. You know, you may want to go out hunting or fishing with your dad, or, you know, spend some time on the weekend with him up at a cabin somewhere or something. But something like this is easy to do. You can do this right in your own driveway at home. Mm-hmm. You know, take it to the local car wash, whatever you want to do. But I think this is a good way to promote you know, people spending time together and doing something that they enjoy.
That is an awesome way to say it. Now, we're also going to look at a couple of other things. We can mention other ideas later on the podcast. But for now, let's look at Scott and Ben's do-it-yourself car care kit must-haves.
Yeah, but here, you know what? There's one thing we should mention first is that, you know, you can take this to any level you want.
Oh, good point.
You can make this a relatively inexpensive venture, mm-hmm. And, you know, piece together the items yourself, and you could spend, let's just give it a ballpark, $50.
Yeah, $50
or less even. Yeah. $50 is decent, right? And you can even buy some of these pre-made kits from some manufacturers or from some producers that, a couple brand names, but not specifically any, like Mothers or Meguiar's or Turtle Wax or any of those, Rain-X or any of those that put together. Or they have lots of different products for different parts of your vehicle, you know, like exterior, you know, for the paint or the wheels or the glass, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you could spend up to $1,000, Ben, on stuff like this.
Oh,
or,
yes, sir.
Or more and easy. And, you know, I know you've got an example of one of these later that's going to blow everybody's mind. But, so much later we'll talk about something that's a really high dollar item.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you get into these kits that, you know, everything, let's say you're buying a pre-made kit from somewhere, and it has, you know, a little bag that has the company logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, $50 will get you some, some window cleaner, a couple of rags, and some car wash, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a wax treatment application.
Exactly. And, you know, chances are you're probably saving a few bucks by doing it that way instead of buying the individual products. But, you know, with the idea that you're piecing together your own kit, you can buy exactly what you want. You could buy different brands, different, for different purposes.
Yes, and you can also buy the things that would fit your father's preferences on this. And it's funny that when you named those three specific companies, you named two of my top ones.
Oh, okay.
Mother is great. Turtle does a lot of this sort of bundle packaging.
Yeah, I think they do.
They've got a black box wax kit that's pretty good.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, what are the eyebrows up for, Dad?
Because I'll have to look into that.
I didn't want to steal from your
list. No, that's all right. That's probably the first type of car wax I ever used was turtle wax, you know, going back.
Are we old? Because I always assumed that everybody did.
That was something
I did.
No, I think there's so many out there now that there's a lot of different options. And, you know, we should talk about that, too, because when you talk about these kits, you can go from – let's just talk about the exterior first.
Let's go to the exterior.
Because there's different parts of the exterior, of course. There's paint.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you could do car washes, which, again, you can get these expensive cleaners, or you could just use dish soap.
Yes, it is true.
Yeah, Dawn dish soap, I mean, just to name one brand again.
Sure.
But here's the thing. It cuts grease, which is great, which is what you want, but it also removes the top wax layer.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful with that. You know, you have to remember that you're removing wax as well when you use that.
And depending on the color of your car, the detergent trick or the soap trick can sometimes leave streaks if you're not careful.
True. Yeah, that's true. We could talk about that in a minute, too, about some of the ways to dry your vehicle because I've got a couple of little – not unique items for that, I guess.
Well, let's start at the beginning. You got a dirty car.
Yeah.
You want to wash it.
Sure.
So you can use soap, as we said.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy specific washing elements that you would add later into this car kit. It's also a great idea to have a bucket. And it sounds sort of simple.
A bucket or two.
A bucket or two.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, smart guy over here. Because not only does this bucket give you a way to contain the water, to rinse it, especially if you don't have access to just a hose that's on all the time, this also gives you a place to store the elements of the kit when they're not in use.
Exactly. You don't have to buy like a special tote or something for it, or you know, some other way to contain everything in your garage. That was something I was also going to mention, is a box or something to keep all this together. If you want to put them all in the bucket, if they all fit, that's great. That's another way to do it. It's a cheaper way to do it.
I have to interrupt you.
Oh, sure.
Why two buckets? People
ask
me right
now. Oh, two buckets.
Now.
Yeah, because after you've used it on your vehicle, these are for the purists, I guess.
Sure.
You mix one up with strictly rinsing water.
Right.
And the rinsing water is for your sponge or your mitt or whatever you're using, which was my next item.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you've got a sponge and you dip it in the mixture of the soap and the water and you put it on your vehicle, you scrub it down. Well, you're getting some of the contaminants from the road on that sponge. So then you rinse it in a bucket of clean water.
Mm-hmm.
Before you put it back in the soapy water again to reapply to the vehicle so you don't transfer any of that dirt back onto the vehicle.
Which sounds like a little point, but this can happen. And for anyone who is currently sitting there going, oh, my gosh, guys, on your first comeback episode, why are you lecturing about washing cars? I guarantee you there are at least two other people. For every one person who doesn't like hearing this, there are two other people who are going, thank you. Why does no one else do this?
Yeah,
other
exactly.
people do it, guys.
Yeah,
I swear.
Yeah. Yeah, and people are going to say, like, well, why wouldn't you spend $1,000 on a car care kit? Because it's one of the biggest purchases you'll make besides your home.
Right?
So why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
a good point.
So, I mean, and other people will be fine, you know, buying the – or just using the dish soap and some old rag that they've used for – I don't know, cleaning the old Christmas tree stand or something. You know,
and there's nothing wrong with that, but the results you get are really going to be related to the materials you use.
Exactly, exactly. So let's just kind of go down the list here. There's some scratch removers and things like that that you can buy for after the time you've washed it. You know, the swirl removers is what they sometimes call them. Mm-hmm. You could do a clay bar treatment, which is, again, a little pricey, but a lot of people find that that's a worthwhile investment. Mm-hmm. Clay bar, you have to very carefully read instructions on that when you use them, because you can do a lot of damage with
clay bar. You can scratch your car pretty bad.
Pretty bad, yeah. Now, we talked about waxes. There's a couple of different types of waxes. There's paste wax and mm-hmm. there's liquid wax.
Mm-hmm.
And these vary so dramatically. There's a lot of different brands, different types are, you know, paste and liquid, mm-hmm. but so many different brands of this, and they all claim many different things. So really do some investigating into this. Look at some user...
some reviews.
Reviews of this and see what they say about them, you know, if they're worth the money or not. Now, waxes are supposed to provide some UV protection for your paint, so that's why you use them.
Yep.
And the good thing about waxes is that they stay on the surface for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing about them is that they stay on the surface for a couple of months.
Right.
And they can get kind of gummy and, you know, they do protect, like they say they do. But, you know, when you wash your vehicle, sometimes if you use like this dish soap that we mentioned that cuts grease, it will take that wax layer off. You got to remember to reapply. And, you know, it can be a little bit, I don't want to say it's not complicated, but you just have to remember to do it. It becomes a checklist.
Do you want to know something embarrassing? It's very short. I'll keep
this
story short because it is embarrassing.
Okay.
So the first time that I was given the responsibility to not only wash a car but wax it,
mm-hmm.
I totally boned it, man. I totally screwed
up.
What
happened?
Well, I washed it and I used the two bucket trick, which is not really to me a trick. It's something you should do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also going kind of on the cheap. You know how I am. And I used the liquid dish soap. And then afterwards, I was able to use wax. I was so excited. I remembered it was that little tub of, like, the turtle wax.
Yeah, sure, with a little pad applicator.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was so excited. I thought I was all grown up, etc. And so I put all the wax on there, and then I remember that I was waiting because I knew you were supposed to let wax stay on the car for some sort of amount of time.
Sure, until it
and
dries.
Then afterwards, I went back with the soap, and I washed it all off.
Oh, no.
And I thought I was supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I grew up quick in the car washing game. I was like
that was
six.
Like a sticky, sticky mess, I bet.
It was gross. Yeah. I started to realize that I had done something wrong.
Yeah.
And then I looked over to my house. My parents were still inside there. You know, I was six. These weren't my cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just.
Well, it's pretty easy to recover from, I guess.
Yeah.
You just apply the wax again. It all comes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Lesson learned, right?
Lesson learned eventually.
Yeah.
I was out there for a few hours.
Now, see, if you had done something, though, you know, horrific to your car, like used a dry rag when it was all dusty or something and just wiped your car,
yeah,
that would be bad because it ruins the paint.
Yes.
But something like that, you know, no harm, no foul.
Right. It's not like I was throwing slices of lunch meat on there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know what? I want to mention this is that, you know, some people, you know, they find that they don't want to, you know, they never touch a dry rag to a car. They never put anything on top of the car, you know, like a drink or anything. Mm. I kind of fall into that, you know, I wouldn't do something like that. I'm not overly careful with my car, but I'm pretty careful with it. I've seen people use the squeegee at the gas station to completely wash their vehicle. And that, to me, is a horrible idea.
Really? Have you seen someone do that?
I have, yeah. After they finish the windows, they go on to the door or they go on to, you know, clean. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing the headlights or something like that.
Sure.
That's fine.
That's glass.
The glass surfaces, the mirrors even. But when you start doing the painted surfaces with, you know, that muck that
is in
there.
Yeah, bad news.
Oh, that's really bad.
Because you really have no idea what's in there.
No, and you're taking everybody else's road grime and putting it on your paint. And it's all around a bad idea, but I've seen it happen. So,
wow.
You know, there's everybody's got their own degree of what they're comfortable with washing a vehicle.
Okay, but that should never be squeegees.
No.
You can use, as we said, a sponge to go down here. On my list, I want to make it clear that we are not telling people to never use towels. Shop towels are a great thing to have in your car care kit.
Sure. Yeah, always have something to dry with or mm-hmm. polish with. Typically for polishing, though, you want to use like a microfiber cloth. So you dry, you know, you may be left with some streaks or some, you know, spots. Mm-hmm. But what you want to do is you want to finish that up with, you know, microfiber cloth, something that leaves no fibers on the surface. You know, it's not like using a terry cloth or something.
Right, where little bits of it will stay on.
Yeah, like a piece of an old T-shirt or something. You want to use something that, you know, is going to grab all that dirt and keep it, you know, anything that's left behind, I guess. A polishing cloth, really.
And there are some great specially made applicators that you can find for this stuff. I guess applicator would be the technical word, but mm-hmm. basically a pad that may have two different sides.
Mm-hmm.
And those things will be worth it. Scott, we should go back to wax because we forgot to make a big point. Carnauba wax.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the original, really.
I stick by it just because with my turtle days over, you know, a lot there's this debate between synthetic waxes mm-hmm. and waxes that incorporate carnauba. One thing that I would say is pretty good, Mother's California Pure Gold Wax.
Okay.
They're not paying me to say this, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I've had good experiences with that. A lot of car enthusiasts and especially car collectors don't want to mess with the synthetic wax.
Mm-hmm. They want to stick with carnauba.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Yeah, people get their favorites and they tend to it's tough to sway them from those favorites.
It is.
And I've actually got a polish that I like to use. Again, not paid advertisement or anything, but and I've used this for, boy, you know what, Ben, decades now.
Really?
Believe it or not.
Like back to MG days?
Yeah, and going back, yeah, exactly, and farther than that even. So going back to the early 80s, I'd say mid-80s,
mm-hmm.
I used a product called Liquid Glass, and it's a polish.
Yeah.
And it's different than a wax. Polishes, now they have like a, I think they contain like a micro abrasive material that's really, like really, really, really fine. It applies like a wax, but you leave it on for a little while longer. It dries again to a haze, and then you buff it off. But you do this in the shade,
mm-hmm.
and those micro abrasive pieces or particles inside there, they actually remove some of the swirl marks and scratches. So it's kind of like a swirl remover, and not a wax, but a coating all built in one. And then after you're done with all this, you pull it out in the sunshine and let it kind of bake on to like a hard surface.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And the more you apply this, because it also has fillers. It fills in some of the scratches that are deeper. So, you know, you apply one coat and let it bake on. Then you apply another coat maybe the next weekend and let it bake on. And it gets thicker and harder. And the cool thing about this is that it becomes such a smooth surface that, you know, when you toss a rag on top of the car or something, it slides right off. If the car is dusty and you drive away, the dust blows off, you know, within the first 10 feet of driving. It's really a remarkable product. I mean, the polishes, I find, seem to work better than the waxes for me.
That's a very good point because a lot of products are being sold under the idea that they can extend the wax job you've already done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's spray-on different devices. Like the Liquid Glass you use, is it a spray-on?
No, it's not a spray-on. It's in a bottle, and honestly, it's kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. Even back then, it was $20 a bottle, and it's not very big.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's still roughly about the same, $20, $25. But you don't get much of the product, but it's more than enough to do your car a couple of times. And I don't know, it's worth every penny of it to me. And, you know, when you find a product like that, everybody's going to find their own product, what they want. You know, whether it's a carnauba wax, a synthetic wax, a polish of some kind, stick with it if you like it. I mean, that it works for you.
Let's go to tires.
Okay.
So it is completely possible to not have any sort of specialized material in a car care kit for tires. I say possible. Not that I'm not saying it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? I'm gonna kind of go against what a lot of people believe is a nice clean tire.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the shiny tires. You know, like the Armor All products or uh-huh. even these
the,
kind of
the
a
gloss
grease,
on the walls.
Yeah, like a glossy, greasy feel to it. I like a clean surface, but not shiny. It's a flat surface, but
a drier look.
Exactly. You know, use a brush and scrub these things. And there's also some products that you can spray on that will give you a clean rubber surface without the high gloss shine
mm-hmm.
or the greasy feel. And I don't like that. I've never liked that inside a car or outside a car.
And that's a matter of personal preference.
Yeah, exactly. Some people really love that. I mean, I see cars all the time that are just soaked with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not that they look terrible or anything. It's just that it's not my style.
Right. And you have a you have a scrubbing brush on your list there, right?
Yeah,
a
scrubbing brush, for a specific tire brush. And the important, one of the most important things to me, I think, is that you never use your tire brush on the paint.
You're reading my mind.
Or anywhere else. Oh, really? I didn't mean to.
No, that's awesome. Oh, that's so important because there's so much grit on every tire.
Yeah, you remember all those dead rabbits and squirrels you ran over? And you know, the dirt roads you've been on, and, you know, like if you're in a northern climate where there's a lot of salt and sand and things like that that are used on the roads, you find that a lot of that that junk will be transferred up onto your paint, and it results in scratches.
And a lot of the secrets to good car care kits involve avoiding damage to the paint, especially on the exterior.
Exactly, yeah. And another thing to watch out for in this, and something that you really want to pay attention to, is brake dust. You see it on cars every day.
Yeah.
The front wheel has more brake. You know, the front brakes do more work than the back brakes. But you'll see that a lot of front wheels on cars are significantly darker than the back wheels.
That black gunk on them.
Exactly. Yeah, that can be little bits of metal and you know, asbestos and whatever else is made, you know, the organic material that's made up in of those brake pads. That stuff is highly corrosive to the finish on your wheels, whether it's a clear coat or if it's paint or even if it's raw metal. Raw metal would be unusual nowadays. It seems like there's usually a coating on stuff. But so think about that stuff. It's really, really hot when it hits your wheel. It's going to melt through the clear coat.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of that stuff can also rust because, you know, it just naturally – well, look at your brake rotors after it's rained or if you haven't driven it for a couple of days.
Right.
Quickly rusts. And then it's wiped away real quick. But, you know, if you don't get that stuff taken care of, you don't knock it off of there pretty quick, then it becomes a big, big problem. So a brake dust remover and a specific brush for your wheels is very important. And a specific brush for your tires.
Also, don't eat any of the car gunk you see on the tires. I'm just covering the bases, man.
Very good. Very good.
Do you want to go inside?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, how about one quick thing?
Yeah.
Glass. Glass is its own thing.
Yeah, let's do glass.
Just before we go inside, because that's inside and outside. Let's do that. We'll split the difference.
Good call.
How about that?
That sounds good.
So there's specialty glass cleaners. You can use just the old Windex, but the problem is it's got ammonia in it, and the ammonia can dry out the seals. And you know, it's not that it's bad. You know, you could use a piece of newspaper to clean your windows, but you can use a microfiber cloth and a specific glass cleaner that doesn't have ammonia and something that will keep the seals nice and fresh.
Yeah. Now, one thing that is very important to remember when reading up on offered bundles of car care materials, for instance, we talked earlier about the bundles for wax. You will also find glass treatment car care bundles. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm not calling shenanigans on these people. I'm not saying it's dishonest at all.
Yeah.
But I am saying that if you're building these yourself, look very critically at that and ask yourself if you need four stages of different elements.
You know, I've been kind of looking into this because my windshield's getting older. And it's got a lot of really tiny, tiny scratches in it all over the place. And I've been kind of looking into what you can do to polish that surface or what you can do to
get
remedy
some fill.
That. And there's very, very little you can do about an old windshield with lots of scratches in it. I mean, there's a few things, and some of them are kind of risky. You know, you may destroy the glass. So be real careful about this. You know, I mean, really, beyond getting a new set of wiper blades and, you know, maybe
replaced in windshield.
Or a product that makes the rain beat up.
Rain-X
or something like that. I know you're not a fan. I kind of am.
I know. We're still friends.
Anyways. Okay, look, one quick thing that reminded me of.
Yeah.
Headlight lens restoration kit, because that's a big thing now. You can either buy a kit that's, you know, like its own little deal that's, you know, $15 or $20, or you can buy the materials to polish the headlight lenses yourself. And I'm talking about the plastic covers that go over it to get the oxidation, the yellowing. That is a big deal recently because it seems like a lot of vehicles have that. So, again, look online, do some searches about this, and you may be able to buy the materials that come in that kit anyways, but you can buy a greater quantity of them, and you can do this treatment many, many times versus buying a kit for a one-time use or two-time use. And, you know, it may be the better way to go. But that's something to look into because it seems like that's a finishing touch that a lot of people don't really consider.
Yeah, that's one of those things that makes the kit look as though you put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
Which you did at this point.
Sure. Let's go inside now.
Let's go inside.
Well, why not?
Let's get a door opening noise.
Yeah, so we're inside.
Right? We're inside.
And you know what? Let's make this one quick because inside, really, this is going to be preference again. Armor All, you can make the, you know, the surfaces all shiny and slick, and which is not a good idea. Don't ever put it on the steering wheel. You probably, and I think there may even be a warning about that. Don't put it on the steering wheel. But anyways, you can, you know, get materials to clean the specific surfaces that you have.
That's why this part is going to be shorter, because this is such a case-by-case basis.
Exactly. Yeah. If you've got a leather interior, you buy a leather care kit. If you've got a vinyl interior, buy a vinyl care kit, and likewise with a fabric interior.
Right. One thing I will say here that is a great idea, and this might get a little pricey for some folks, but it's really neat to have a cordless handheld vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
Will save you so many quarters on the road.
Yeah,
I know I sound like a penny pincher or a quarter pincher at this point, but it's so convenient. Even if you already have a shop vac, just being able to have a small handheld device that can go in and zip up, you know, maybe you're hauling some plants and you've got some soil on the floor.
I completely agree. That's one of the things that was on my list that may have been a surprise to some people, but I guess not. But no, that's fine. That's good. Cause I've got a really tiny shop vac, a real, real small one that's meant for like a bench top.
Okay.
And I often use that in the car because it's just the right size. But, I have had the battery operated or even the electric, hand vacuums, and those have come in handy, I don't know, 20 times a year.
Yeah.
I'll use that thing. So it's definitely worth it.
I've got another one that's a little bit off the wall.
Okay.
Let me try to describe this. They're very wide-ranging types of the device I'm trying to describe here. Basically, a trash can for the car. A little thing you can clip on the back of a seat. Now, a lot of people wouldn't like these, especially if you have a car that you only take out on the weekends in the good weather. You know,
you're talking about your daily driver.
Yeah. On your road trip car, these things are invaluable because trash can pile up on a road trip.
I totally agree with you because you'd be surprised how much that something that simple will help out, so you don't have the part of the wrapper that you tear off of the candy bar.
Right.
You know, that has somewhere to go now instead of just tucking it in your pocket or putting it on the passenger seat until later, and then it blows around and gets lost somewhere in the vehicle. And that happens with, you know, I've got a kid in the back seat. I find a lot of surprise items that have been left behind, and you know, I think that if there's a trash can somewhere in there, a little tiny trash can, that would help out quite a bit.
Now, what else do you have to do?
You know what? Interior, I've got a couple of things, but I want to mention in a minute, I want to get to another thing that I forgot to mention when you're talking about exterior. But I think one of the coolest things that you could get, and this is really important when it comes right down to it, is brushes for the fabric if you've got a cloth interior. This is for people that have pets that they travel with in the vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, either even if it's just a trip to the vet or whatever, you know, the dog hair, a cat hair can get everything quickly, and it's tough to get out. Even with the vacuum, it won't come out really. So a brush for fabric, because if you notice, all fabric isn't exactly perfectly smooth. It's got, you know, kind of a waffle pattern to it or something like that.
Sure thing.
And getting any little bits of crumbs or dust and dirt out of those things, that's important. So it helps loosen everything up before you vacuum. So worthwhile, and even run it over the carpet if you have, you know, there may be a carpet brush out there somewhere. So there's a variety of brushes you can buy. You can buy them for vents. You can buy them for just the gauges. They kind of look like real small specialty tools, and you know, they can get kind of expensive. But there's a solution that I read about that someone had come up with, and it's genius, Ben.
Go for it. What is it?
Go to the dollar store, buy a couple of dollar store toothbrushes, maybe five or six of these things, and you can melt the handles so that you can bend the heads in whatever direction you need to bend them in. You know, you buy a soft bristle brush. Or medium, depends on what you need. Or even a hard bristle brush, I guess. But you melt the stem of the thing, I guess, the handle of the brush. And then you can, you know, being very careful, but you bend the brush to whatever angle you need, and then you can use that specific brush for that specific need, whether it's, you know, cleaning out the bottom of a cup holder, or if it's cleaning, you know, underneath the dash, you know, behind something. It's amazing what you can do with this. You can cut the heads off of them and then melt the two ends and kind of stick it together in the angle you want. You can do anything with these, and it only costs you a buck.
That is such a good idea.
It's genius, isn't it? And I didn't come up with it. Someone else did, but it's really handy.
You just sold me on that.
Yeah.
Because that makes it look even better as a present or as your own car kit.
I keep old toothbrushes to clean things around the house, you know, like old tools and things like that, and or new ones. You know, you buy new ones, but to go there and to, you know, with the purpose of building your own specialty brush kit, that's kind of cool.
It's pretty neat, kind of MacGyverish.
Yeah, it really is. It's really cool.
What else?
I guess the last thing that I want to mention here.
On the inside.
On the inside. Well, no, let's say on the outside here.
On the outside?
I'm moving back the outside because I forgot about this one.
Whoa, we're doing sound effects now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we're back outside. And in addition to vinyl top stuff, you know, and you know, like maybe lubrication for mechanisms for convertible tops and things like that, I was thinking about some of these oddball things that you might need to put in your kit.
Oh, I love oddball.
And there's a company out there that makes a blow dryer for your car. You can buy a specific – it's specifically made for drying your automobile. Now, I personally – this is going to sound nuts.
Go for it.
I've used my leaf blower to dry my car several times. And, you know, often when I'm doing yard work, I'll run the leaf blower over the car the last thing because there's dust and things that have accumulated, you know, through mowing the yard or whatever. But I've used it to dry the vehicle, too, if I've washed it. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that you don't have to worry about dragging a dry rag over the vehicle and the spots that are left behind. You get an instant clean finish with no water spots. Mm-hmm. And someone has kind of capitalized on this by making a really small handheld. Now, mine's kind of hard to use because
it's a leaf blower.
It's a big leaf blower. And this company has made one that has not only, you know, the right size. It's electric, I believe. I'm sure it's electric now that I think about it. And it has a nozzle that is very, very soft at the tip. So if you do happen to make contact with the paint or any surface, glass, whatever, mm-hmm. it won't damage it. But this is a perfect way to dry, you know, in the door jams or, you know, blow air out of. You know how in the mirrors water will gather up and drip out for what seems like an hour?
Yes.
Leaving streaks down your door. This will prevent all of that. I mean, it's a great solution. I know it's maybe a few extra bucks that you might not think that you need to spend, but consider it. You know, when you're out there drying your vehicle with, you know, first your chamois and then you're drying it with your microfiber cloth, and then while there's still a few spots, I'm going to use the quick detailer mist. And,
yeah.
You know, when you think about it that way, this may be a big time saver.
Now, speaking of saving time and saving money, let's do a little bit of the budget talk just to let you know how high and how low the price for these kind of things can go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
this is a good one.
So, Scott, you and I were looking into this, and we wanted to find some examples of things that you could buy or build that would save you a lot of money and also give this kind of gift a personal touch.
Sure.
And then we wanted at least one example of how expensive this stuff can go. So we found the world's most expensive car wax.
Yeah, I'm chuckling to myself because this is way, way over the top.
This is a real thing. My dad would be angry with me.
I think listeners should in their mind picture what they might pay for a few ounces of wax right now.
Okay, yeah.
Just think about it. What would it typically be worth? And then what would you be willing to pay at the most for some car wax?
And we're going to play some thinking music just for a second.
It's not a car, just a wax.
Okay, you've thought about it. You've got the number in your head. The world's most expensive car wax is made by a very prominent London company that concentrates only on car detailing and the cosmetic appearance of cars. For $37,000, excuse me, a little bit over $37,000. But who's counting at that point? You can have the definite wax marble. Do you know why they call it the marble?
Why is that?
I'm so glad you asked. It's because this wax, which is Carnauba wax, by the way, comes in a block of marble. You can go to the website. They're Bro and Howarth. I may be mispronouncing it. It's spelled B-R-O-U-G-H and Howarth, H-O-W-A-R-T-H.
Okay.
And they will explain to you the ingredients of this wax and why it is over $37,000.
So they're going to explain to you why you would buy a $37,000 product versus a $10 product.
According to there's somebody who's nodding their head in agreement with you right now.
I would love to hear that explanation.
You can see it on their website, my friends. And according to the website, this is also the world's rarest car wax, as there's only one pot of this wax in existence.
Oh, really?
So that would be an impression.
Only one.
So we just want to let you know an idea of the range from 10,000 from $10 to $37,000. Scott, you and I are the kind of guys who will go and spend a little extra money if we know we're getting quality.
Yeah, we might go as high as $11 or $12.
I might go to $12. I'll negotiate. But one thing we do want to point out is with this kind of stuff, the beauty about do-it-yourself kits is that you have, A, the ability to customize it toward your needs and any sort of concerns you have.
Yeah, completely custom. You know, whatever type of metals that you happen to have on your vehicle, whatever type of specific paint needs that you may have.
Do you have a convertible?
Exactly. You have a convertible because there's going to be special needs for that. You know, whatever type of interior you have. You know, just there's – you could take this to any level you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is, you know, keep it in your budget, but, you know – is it worth spending a couple extra dollars on certain things for you? Maybe it is. You said you and I do. We do just a little bit, but we don't go to the point where, you know, we're not going to be able to make our mortgage payment because of it. A $37,000 tub of wax might be a little bit excessive, I think, for either you or I.
For us, yes, but we can't speak for other people.
Well, maybe combined. We can share
you could do
the front half of your vehicle. I could do the back half of my vehicle, something like that.
Okay, we could work that out.
Or top and bottom half or whatever. We'll figure it out.
So this seems like that's sort of the end of our rundown on this stuff, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, overall, let's just say that, you know, that this – take it to any level you want, but putting together a kit like this is something that could be it's very custom. It's whatever you want it to be.
I'm going to go super sappy here and add one last thing, and I think it's the most important ingredient.
Sure.
The most important part
is it love.
It's not. I am not secure enough in myself as a person. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to go that far. But I am going to say it's time.
Okay.
Because I know that if you give somebody a gift like this, especially if it's your father, right? Because Father's Day is coming up, and I feel really bad. I still haven't figured out. I think I'm going to get him a car care kit.
No, why not?
Don't tell him. If you really think about it. For this kind of present, the most important thing that can happen there is the time that you spend with your dad or the time that you spend with your kids. So you don't have to spend $37,000 on some wax. It's way, way better for everyone involved if you spend as much money or as little money as you're comfortable with and then show up to work on the car. Say, here's how this thing works. Also, time is important if you're making this car kit for yourself because research will always be your friend. Whew, I thought I was going to crash and burn on that sentence.
No, that's all right.
That was coherent?
You're right. Look into everything because you know, you want to, again, check the customer reviews, make sure that the products are worthwhile or worth the money that you're going to spend on them. And you know, rarely will you be let down.
And for those people who think that they were a little bit let down by this episode, who tuned in perhaps wanting to know how to build a survival kit for their car.
Or how to use these car kits, because we didn't tell them how to use any of these products.
Well, not in this episode.
No. Maybe we will, though.
Maybe we will. We also already have episodes on survival packs for your car, how to build those. We're really into that. We also have an episode on the things that you need to have in your car at all times, like fuses, for instance.
Sure.
And you can check in these episodes to hear more about what kind of signal flare you need in your car or if you should always have water in your car, you know, the old standbys, and why Scott and I recommend a container of black pepper for anybody worried about the radiator, right?
or a fresh egg.
Or that's
yeah, that's right. Now people are scratching their head going, well, I got to look at the old episodes.
Yeah, hopefully. Check it out, you guys. We do want to say that if you don't feel like a car care kit is a great present for your dad, maybe your dad doesn't have an automobile but is interested in driving, you can do other things. Like you can go to a driver course.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of different driving opportunities, I guess, if you want to call it that. Performance driving. There's, you know, street skills. A lot of different types of racing programs that you can go to, you know, whether it's Skip Barber, whether it's a manufacturer-led course like a BMW driving course, or, you know, there's a ton of opportunities out there. We've talked about those in the past as well.
Yep.
But, yeah, there's a lot of different automotive-related Father's Day things that you can do for and with your dad.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, you and your daughter, you were telling me earlier, you guys are going to go fish.
I think we're going to go fishing.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah, so it's all about spending time together and, you know, I guess just making memories, really. Mm.
Now, I don't have any children that I know of, so let's hope I'm not in for a surprise this Sunday. But I guess that means that we're almost on the way out. We've had so much listener mail while we're on a hiatus that we didn't really have time to put any in today. But, Scott, do you have anything you want to say to our listeners?
You know, I think just – overall, you should check out our website to see if there's any, you know, some related items that you may want to look into. And we've got a ton of different automotive-based articles there, as well as other articles. But mm-hmm. Check out the auto section. That's our favorite.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, also you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And we are looking forward to doing some new podcast to cover all of the great recommendations we've had while we were on a hiatus, while I was on some wild sabbaticals and some travels in the Orient.
Can't wait to hear.
Yes, yes, can't wait to hear it. And I will be speaking all in English, no less.
Very good.
I still never learned a different language. All right, so that's it for today. Please write in and let us know what you think, especially if you have built one of these kits for your dad or maybe even built one for your kids and done a switch on them and said, Happy Father's Day. Here's a present I got you, kid.
Nice, very nice. Nice twist.
My dad's kind of crazy. Mm. Anyhow, so we're on our way out, and if you would like to learn more, if you'd like to drop us a line, we'd love to hear from you. Our address is carstuff@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. To learn more about the podcast, click on the podcast icon in the upper right corner of our homepage.